All this week, we've been reporting on homelessness. As part of the San Francisco Homeless Project, today, 70 different media outlets across the Bay are all talking about the crisis in our region and what to do about it. For our first story today, we're going to take a look at a new approach in San Francisco to move homeless people into housing, navigation centers. They're temporary residences designed to connect people with long-term housing and social services, but without separating them from their partners, their pets, or their belongings. The navigation center focuses on serving the long-term homeless population, people that have been on the street for 5 years or more and don't feel comfortable turning to the traditional shelter system. The first pilot navigation center was set up last year in the Mission. Yesterday, the city opened its second in the Civic Center, and the Board of Supervisors has unanimously approved a plan to open 5 more in the next 2 years. We recently received a question about that first navigation center through our crowdsourced collaborative reporting project, Hey Area. Listener Marilyn Herond wanted to know what's happened to all the people who've gone through the center since it opened. To help answer that question, KALW's Ben Trefney sat down with the navigation center director, Julie Ledbetter.
Let's say that I'm homeless and I'm living in a tent right near here, just down the street. And how do I end up getting into the Navigation Center? How do I get chosen for that?
So the Navigation Center is invite only. We don't have any wait list. And really what we do is we send the San Francisco HOT team, the homeless outreach team, out into the community. You could be next door to the Navigation Center, or you could be in Golden Gate Park, or you could be in the Excelsior. The HOT team is gonna know you and know you pretty well, and decide which cases are the most important cases to bring into the Navigation Center.
Well, let's go back to what this place is like. I mean, coming in, there's gates out front, and it's sort of would you describe it as a compound? It's sort of like a gated space?
One of our recent clients who just came in said, "Wow, this is so wonderful. It's like Harvard for the homeless." So I don't think people experience it as a compound. I think they experience it as kind of a respite and more of a sanctuary.
So if I come in, I'm welcomed, and what is the process like? How do you help me find shelter or help me deal with whatever my issues are that left me homeless in the first place?
So we really focus on housing here. And like I said, we have prioritized access to our city system of housing. So we place people in primarily SRO, single room occupancy hotels.
So if I come here, then do I meet with a case manager? Am I assigned somebody? Like, who do I start talking with?
Yeah, so day one can be a long day. You're really, asked by the HOT team to come in. You may or may not know the night before that you're going to get to make that change. The HOT team identifies folks, invites them, and then actually the Public Works will go out with their trucks and bring people's stuff. So they get a lot of assistance coming in. They get to bring all, everything that they have. And the HOT team will bring them. Then we register them briefly at the Welcome Center and then go straight into about an hour-long case management intake. And then directly from there, we connect them with the benefits program. So Medi-Cal, CalFresh, and CAP.
So what if I come in here and I'm addicted to something? Like, what if I have, say, a heroin addiction or I'm addicted to painkillers because life's painful? Then what? How does that work here at the Navigation Center, and how would that compare to, say, other shelter opportunities in the city?
System-wide, San Francisco's pretty good at being what's called harm reduction. So really focusing on people's behaviors, not on people's drug use. The times when we focus on it is when people want help with it or want to reduce the harms associated with their drug use. But in terms of our services, we don't have any expectation that people will stop using drugs. We don't allow drug use on site. If people are caught, we have, again, minimal consequences to that.
Like what?
We'll time people out for a couple days. We won't kick them out of the entire program because the goal is to really keep them engaged, right?
That's Julie Ledbetter. She's the director of the Navigation Center in San Francisco. So how do you help people transition from a life on the street through here into a housing situation in which, you know, things are much more maybe organized and regimented, and they need to be responsible for different things in their new life?
I think a lot of the transition happens organically. People are really forced to be in survival mode when they're on the streets, and the decisions they're making make sense for that environment. And then when they come in here and they don't have to hustle for their food or what their basic needs are, you really see the sense of calm begin to transform just their sense of well-being, their attitude, you know, and pretty quickly the choices that they're making and the opportunities they see for themselves and they're able to pursue since they have the basic supports in place.
So you work with the mayor's office. You have a different kind of perspective on this, but he's been getting a lot of flack for the way in which he's handled homeless in San Francisco with, you know, the tent cities that were going on Division Street underneath the highway overpass. And then, you know, with the police department's killing of Luis Gongora, for example, in one of those tent cities, how do you perceive the way Mayor Lee has handled homelessness during his administration?
Well, I'm not going to really comment on that, but I can say this is a pilot project and a demonstration project. So we're having visitors from across the country come. And it's a problem that everybody's facing. And in part, navigation has sort of captured people's attentions because everybody's struggling with this, particularly on the West Coast and in coastal areas where it's a little bit warmer. But the homelessness is a national problem. And I think drawing the way in which we've been able to draw attention to the issue is helping, I think, the nationwide effort. We need more federal money. We need more housing. It can't be solved on the local level alone. So I think focusing on greater resources is absolutely important.
As more navigation centers come online, if more housing doesn't come online, where do people process to?
Right. So the length of stay will be longer. And that's okay. I mean, we need capacity in our shelters. I mean, it's not okay in the big picture, right? We need housing. That's the solution here. But, you know, we need more capacity because the problem is just so big. We have so many people out there. So even if people are taking one step closer to a stable, healthy, permanent housing environment by being in a high-quality shelter, that's going to be good for them. But that's not the end that anybody wants. So we really need to push more for housing.